what prompted you to decide to throw your hat in the ring? Why did you decide that you wanted to run for the Fort Madison School Board?
Okay, I've got four young children at home. The oldest is starting school this year, and I'm really interested in her future in the school and what the school district is up to these days. I want to make sure that the school board is kind of being more responsible with our taxpayer dollars these days and using them wisely and looking towards the future of the children and the community in the area.
What are some of the traits or qualities that you would bring as a board member? What are some of those personal traits and qualities that you would bring to the board?
I'm a good listener. I like to listen to all the problems that everybody does have, and I like to think outside the box as well. I don't necessarily think that if the way we've been doing things for so many years means that that's the way things need to be done. I like to try new things and proceed on different ways like that.
Have you ever run for public office, and was it a tough decision to actually run for office this time?
Yes, it was. I have never run for any public office or anything like that. It was really tough knowing that how busy I am with my personal life and then being able to allot time for this.
How have you prepared at this point? I mean, have you been looking back at city council's or school board's minutes? What have you been doing to get ready?
I have been reading past minutes over the past few weeks, just trying to catch up on some of the issues and some of the things that are going on, and just trying to read the paper and other stuff like that, trying to get as much information as I possibly can.
What do you think right now is the biggest challenge that's facing the district?
I would have to say the school lunch thing has been a pretty big deal, and it's a real hot button issue. And also the new school that is trying to get a stranglehold here in the county.
When it comes to that, I mean, obviously it has not made it at the ballot box two times in a row. Is that something that do you support the idea of a new school instead of rehabbing the two existing buildings?
I do support the new school, but I do not support the way that it's been gone about in the past. I feel like they're just telling us what they think we want to know instead of telling everybody what they think the community needs, and basically being honest with the public. I don't think that they need to be lied to or have the wool pulled over their eyes. Let's just tell them the truth and be honest about it and see how we go from there.
What are some of the things that you think people need to know that they haven't been told prior to the other votes?
I think we need to push towards a new school for our children because technology is so far gone, our infrastructure and all that stuff. And also, what is the first thing someone sees when they come to this community where they want to pick a house, where they want to do anything? In my opinion, it's if I were to move to a new community, it would be, okay, where am I going to send my children to school? That's probably top three on the list before I even start looking for a home. They're going to look at our schools, you know, just drive by one of them. I'm not saying they have to be the nicest things. You can go inside. They're looking at technology as the way of the future. And I believe the school is so far behind that that's something we need to look at.
Is there a way that the school could have presented it that you think would have been? I mean, you said you support it, but the idea of how they've gone about promoting it, is there a way that they could better, if you were on the board, is there a way that you would push to say, hey, if we're going to promote this and we're going to try this, this is how we need to do it? Is there a different approach that you would push?
I don't know if there's necessarily a different approach, but all I know is, you know, I live in the district and seeing the propaganda that is out there, it's they say it's overcrowding, or they show us a picture of dilapidated buildings. I mean, some of that stuff is not, I would say, not the front runner of the things. Look at different stuff, you know, sell the community on it and not say that we have to have it.
You mentioned also school lunches is an issue for you. Is it the idea of dealing with overdue accounts, or is it something else? What's the issue that you see, and how would you address it on the school board?
It's been the overdue accounts. That really puts a hindrance on the school board spending if we got to pay for all of that stuff, all the meals that aren't getting paid for by the parents that they should be paying for them. The last interview I had, they talked about a $10 limit that is going on the cards for the kids for their lunches, which I think is a good thing, but not necessarily that we can not feed a child. I think we need to look into the aspect of, I don't know the legal ramifications of it, but maybe if a count gets so far, let's publish their names in the paper and let's make sure that they're notified. First of all, let's try to notify them their accounts are past due. And then if it gets so far, let's put their names in the paper just like we do for outdue taxes. And another issue is I think that we do need to feed the children, but let's give them a cheese sandwich and an apple per se. You know, they're still getting a nutritious meal, not per se like the other kids are getting, but as a community, we can't be losing a bunch of money on people who just don't want to pay.
Any other ideas that you have when it comes to your campaign and such? Any other proposals you would bring forward? Any other ideas that you have as to ways that you would see moving the district forward?
Not really. I just think probably little tweaks here and there on just different things. I would say just little things here and there. Nothing major. Just stuff to kind of help maybe streamline everything, make sure everything runs a little bit more smoothly, I guess.
When it comes to the budget, it's obviously one of the biggest things the district, the board does, puts that budget together. Obviously, it's a massive document. You're not on the board now. But what would be some of your areas of priority, just your general priorities to say, you know what, if we're putting together a budget, we need to make sure these types of areas get all the funding we can get to them?
I would say it would have to be, we need to make sure that we're taking care of our good teachers. We need to make sure that the kids are getting the things that they need to learn. That would be a forefront as well. Technology. If we're using it, the kids should have it. And just, I would say stuff like that.